drugs are sold through the underground.
What do you mean?
I mean, people who have no authority to sell them whatsoever. In other words, the law says you can't do that. It's against the law. So they say, well, even though it's against the law, we're going to sell it anyway. So chances are, when you take bad drugs, the people who mix this dope up can give you too much.
Why do they mix dope up?
They mix dope up and they sell it just so they can make money. For no other reason. They're not interested in your feeling good or your feeling high. They just want to make money. And as long as you are an addict, see, you shoot this stuff into your arm and into your body, and pretty soon the veins that you shoot them in can't take it that much, because you may have to shoot that needle into yourself 4 or 5 times a day. And it's very, very expensive. Sometimes it may cost you as much as $200 a day. So they'll steal your television set and sell it so that they can make money to shoot that dope into their arms. You can see pictures of people who shoot heroin and other drugs into the body. Pretty soon, all those needle marks are all over their arms and all over their legs. They really look like they had a terrible, terrible case of chicken pox. And you know those scars that run down the arms and down the legs? We call them tracks. And they're called tracks because they only lead straight to the grave. A lot of young kids really are in trouble because you can take too much, or somebody can give you something, and what will happen?
You're back.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's terrible. Terrible.
All right, listen up, truckers. This is the story of John Henry, the trucker. Now, John Henry was a little baby, you see, no bigger than the palm of your hand. Oh, well, he took one look at his daddy's big rig and said, I'm gonna be a truck driving man. Lord, love, I'm gonna be a truck driving. So John Henry became a super trucker. He drove faster than any other man. Well, he was never once late with the load he was hauling all across this mighty land, don't you see? All across this mighty land. Now John Henry, he had a little woman, and her name was pretty Peggy Sue. One day Peggy said, hey John, move over, man, I'm coming trucking with you. Lord, Lord, I'm going trucking too. But one day John Henry took a fever, his temperature had shot out of sight. Peggy Sue snugged him down in the sleeper in back. She sat up with John Henry all night. Do you hear me? Sat up with John Henry all night. Yeah, she was a good one, a trucker's wife. Now Peggy Sue fed John soup and crackers. She even bathed his fevered brow. She said, come on, trucker, you gotta get well, cause I sure do need you now. Lord, Lord, John Henry, I need you now, honey. While John Henry lay in the back of morning, a little Peggy Sue, she took command. Oh, well, she grabbed that wheel and she jammed them gears. Peggy Sue drove as good as any man, Lord, Lord. Peggy Sue drove good as any man. So John Henry rose up from his sick bed, man. He went back to driving that day. Peggy Sue said, trucker, I'm sure glad you're better, cause honey, I got something to say. There's a little John Henry on the way. Henry Jr.'s in the middle of this gear jamming trucking collab. Oh, well, he looked up at his daddy one day and he said, I'm gonna be a truck driving man just like you, daddy. Gonna be a trucker driving man. Oh, yeah. Well, Peggy Sue, she looked at John Henry, and John Henry looked at Peggy Sue. She said, oh, my word, John, not another trucker like you. Mercy, one in the family's enough. And he said, why, sure, we gonna get him a T-shirt, a baseball cap, some cowboy boots, little blue jeans. We get him a phone credit card so he can call home off the road. Yeah. Yeah, that little sucker's gonna be a trucker.
Steam. the mash, motors in her feet. Now we moved out from Manhattan to a home on Brooklyn Heights. Her dad's a street punk and her mom's a drunk, but we made out all right. Just to make me leave the band. She even had a toy, rent a boy, straight from a Times Square stand. Oh, thank you, little whiz kid. But me and my friend gotta eat. So get back to school, or the typing fool. Just get yourself out on the street.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Red lights on again in the studio, all right? Okay, a bit of respect. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. solitaire with my parole handled there. The county won't give me no more methadone. They cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter. I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Fast forward. The day you face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair link blend.
Bizarre religious objects. Weird ceremonies. Snake handlers. And pot-smoking children.
With Darren Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Volta.
Yeah. two, three, four.
To learn to save my own soul. They call me the creeper. That ain't my name, but it's an accurate description of my malignant shape. Seeing my warnings all those led astray. Dreams are cunning and sadistic, oh, it's ready to betray. Oh, it's ready, oh, it's ready, oh, it's ready to betray. Oh, it's ready, oh, it's ready, oh, it's ready to betray. Oh, it's ready, oh, it's ready, oh, it's ready to betray. Oh, it's ready, oh, it's ready, oh, it's ready to betray. Yeah.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia. Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio. Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, and often beyond.
tune.
Today's fascination.
Infiltration, sorrow's nation.